A few days ago, Sayadaw spoke about how in every being, in all human bodies, there is a collection of elements. There are the base elements, the striker elements, and the spark. Sayadaw explained about these. And so as to know their true nature, to know these elements when they occur, we work to observe them with the practice of satipatthana. But if we don't observe them with this method, then not knowing, we take these things that are just a collection of elements to be a self, to be a person, a being. Without observation, one can't dispel this belief. What is really there in our being is just mental and physical elements. But if we don't observe them when they happen, we won't be able to see clearly that there's just mental and physical phenomena. We won't see nama and rupa. And therefore, the belief in a self arises. We attach onto this nama and rupa and take it to be a self. And further, without seeing nama and rupa, one won't see cause and effect. And without seeing how mental and physical phenomena are related by cause and effect, one thinks that this self or this being was created by a god, by Mahabrahma or someone like that. And one thinks that this Mahabrahma or creator created everything in the world, both things that are living and things that have no life. This is not the cause for things which have arisen in the world, but one takes something that is not the cause to be the cause. So when one doesn't observe, one doesn't come to know that there's just mental and physical phenomena, and thus one has the belief of self. And on top of that view of self, one adds the belief in a creator being. So one has the belief in a self, jivata, the individual self or soul, because one doesn't know nama and rupa. And one has the belief in a creator because of not knowing cause and effect, how these nama and rupa are related by cause and effect relationships. So one has doubts about what is happening. But now, with the method of satipatthana, we are working to see, working to observe what happens at the moment that it happens in our being. And if one sees nama and rupa, then one dispels the belief in self. Continuing to practice, if one sees their cause and effect relationship, one dispels the belief in a creator. So by seeing things as they really are, one becomes free of false beliefs. Now, many people have been practicing for 3 weeks already, and those who have been practicing respectfully were likely to have realized these two knowledges within about 1 week. So today, Sayadaw Ji will speak about how these mental and physical phenomena that arise due to causes arise and then pass away. They're impermanent. And because they arise and then pass away, they are unsatisfactory. They're no good. And further, one sees that they arise due to causes. They have no inherent nature of their own. Before Sayadaw Ji speaks about how the mental and physical phenomena, which are related by cause and effect, arise and then pass away, he would like to speak about some words that are found in the Visuddhimagga, words of encouragement for yogis who have reached this stage of knowledge, of seeing arising and passing of cause and seeing how things are related by cause and effect. Imina pananyanena samanagato vipassako bodhasasane ladasaso ladapateto niyagatiko is what it says in the Visuddhimagga. The Vipassana yogi who has acquired this knowledge of cause and effect can breathe easily in the teaching of the Buddha. What this means is that before realizing this knowledge, one had doubts about is there a God? Did God create me? Did God create everything? So one had views like this, that there is a self and a soul, and that there's a God that created the soul. And one had beliefs such as, if one confesses one's faults to this God, then the God will remove all the faults. And if we just believe in him, he will take us up to heaven to be with him. And there's no need for us to work. And further, so this is the good side, but the downside is that if he doesn't like what you do, then he'll punish you. So one can't breathe easily because one thinks this may be the case and one isn't sure what's going to happen. So people even do things such as kill animals, kill other beings, in order to appease, in order to please some God that they believe in. But now, through the practice, yogis have seen the cause and effect relationship between mental and physical phenomena, so they see that there's no creator involved in how things happen. And thus one breathes in relief seeing this. And further, one is said to ladapateto. That means that one has a foothold in the Buddha's sasana, in the teaching of the Buddha. One has a place to stand. And niyagatiko. That means that the person is sure after death not to go to a bad place. Just like a sotapanna is free of rebirth in the four lower realms of Upaya, so too a person who understands, who has seen clearly the cause and effect relationship of phenomena, is called a chula sotapanna, a lesser sotapanna, because he or she too will not go to the four Upayas after death. So these words of encouragement from the Visuddhimagga are very heartening. But one's destiny is not certain yet because one is not yet a sotapanna. So one has to continue to practice until one reaches that goal. Now we're observing with the method of Satipatthana and can see the how mental and physical phenomena are related as cause and effect. But if one doesn't observe these and come to see like this, then one thinks that the mental and physical phenomena that occur within one are without cause. They have no cause at all. They're just there, and and they may fall apart, but there's no cause for them to be there and no cause for them not to be there. This is called ahetuka deti, the view of causelessness, the false view that there is no cause. So if one doesn't see how mental and physical phenomena arise due to causes, then one will entertain various doubts about them. So one will also, one may take something to be the cause, which isn't really the cause. So one will think that a creator causes the things one experiences. And that is called visamahetuka deti, the false view of the fictitious cause. So if one has not yet seen how mental and physical phenomena are related due to cause and effect, then one of these two views can come in, ahetuka deti, the view of causelessness, or visamahetuka deti, the view, fictitious cause view. And what dispels these is yatha bhutanupassana jnana, that is, the knowledge which can see things as they really are, see things that are related by cause and effect as being related by cause and effect. And if one doesn't see the things in one's being like that, as they really are, related as cause and effect, then one can go the wrong way. And Seroji will continue to speak about this. When the way we know errs, then our belief will also be in error. If the way one knows misses the mark, then belief will also miss the mark, and one won't be able to be certain about anything. So yatha bhutanupassana jnana comes from observing at every arising. One sees what the real cause is for the mental and physical phenomena in one's being. And only if one develops this yatha bhutanupassana jnana, the knowledge of seeing things as they really are, as they are, as cause and effect related phenomena, only then will this samoha biniwesa be removed. Samoha means intense, thick delusion. If in 1 second of ignorance, if in 1 moment of not knowing, there's 1 second of ignorance, then in 1 day, compounded by many days in a year, compounded by years on end, the layer of ignorance will be extremely thick. In every hour that one goes without observing, there will be 3,600 moments, each moment another layer of ignorance getting added on to the ignorance of the previous moment. So in time, the layer of delusion will be extremely thick. It will be intense. And one will not know things as they are. And this is called samoha. Samoha is also translated as wavering. There's lack of clarity, and one can't decide. The way one sees when there's this layer of sammoha is blurry. And abhinivesa means that false beliefs pierce one like a thorn because of this sammoha, this intense delusion. The false belief that mind and body occur without a cause, the false belief that everything we experience is due to a creator. These pierce because of samoha, because of not knowing. And this ignorance is so thick that one can't dispel it. Scientists analyze physical things using equipment of various kinds, many types of instruments. But the yogis here are doing analysis of physical phenomena without even a magnifying glass. One uses no instruments at all. One simply observes the arising phenomena as and when it happens. So when seeing happens, One comes to see that there's the eye. One knows the form. One knows the seeing consciousness that arises. One comes to see that because of the eye, seeing occurs. Because of the form, seeing occurs. One comes to see that because of the ear and the sound, hearing occurs. So through observation, one sees the elements of the base, the striker, and the spark. Observing in this way, one will definitely come to see their cause-effect relationship. When one observes every arising object with ardent effort and accurate aim, the mind meets the object directly. Sati sticks to the object, and the mind falls collectedly on the object. Each second of the mind falling collectedly on the object, no nivaranas, no obstacles to concentration can arise. There's no kamachanda, no desire for sense pleasures. And furthermore, there's no vyabhara nivarana, the obstacle of anger or the rotten mind. And there's no retracted mind, no mind that is cold. There's no tina and metta, no sloth and torpor. And there's no worried mind or scattered mind, no odecha kokocha. And there's no wavering or vichikecha. With every noting, there's freedom from the nivaranas. The mind is clean and clear. In this mind, knowledge is sure to arise. There's, because of making effort, there's no laziness. And sati is developed so that the mind is protected. And one's mind becomes free of the nivaranas. And then one comes to see how these elements, which come together, one comes to see this up close. So one comes to see that these are related by cause and effect. And further, one comes to see that just now it arose and it's gone. The old disappears, being replaced by the new. In a second, things arise and then pass away immediately. So this, seeing how this, how things are impermanent, is another step forward. The mental and physical phenomena of nama and rupa, which are related by cause and effect, arise and pass away immediately. Sierogi speaks, the sound is heard, and the sound disappears. The ears also disappear. The energy for them is depleted, and they also disappear in their time. The knowing of the hearing also disappears. The sense of contact between the mind and the sound at the ear base, this too disappears. The feeling, good or bad, also disappears. Nothing remains. Everything disappears. Things arise, and then they don't stay that way. They don't stay as they are. They disappear. Once one has seen cause and effect relationships, if one continues to observe, one will know how they arise and then pass away. And this is, knowing their passing away is called anicca nupassana. If the knowledge called anicca nupassana jnana, the knowledge of how mental and physical phenomena, which are related by cause and effect, arise and then pass away, only if this knowledge occurs will one's belief be accurate. Because initially one thinks that things are permanent. One thinks that the physical is permanent. One thinks that the mind is permanent. But when one sees that just now it arises and immediately passes away, it just now arose and now it's gone. When one knows the passing away of phenomena, then only then will the perception of permanence be overcome. If not, this necha-sanya, the perception of permanence, will remain firm. So when one sees phenomena pass away, the knowledge that one has gained is correct knowing. The knowledge which sees that just now something arose and now it's gone, that it arises and passes away immediately, that the old disappears being replaced by the new. This is called anicca-nupassana. Only when one sees that the object of observation, the object which has arisen, one labels it, observes it, and one sees how it passes away, only then will one have... Only then is this anicca-nupassana. And only then will the perception of permanence be dispelled. If one doesn't see directly how the object of observation arises and then passes away, one is not free yet of the perception of permanence. It said anicca-nupassana bhavento. That means that only when one develops the insight into impermanence will one be free of this perception of permanence. So one who wants to see things as they really are, one who wants to see how things arise and pass away, needs to observe every single seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking at each moment it occurs. One who wants to see these combination of elements as they are. And with observation, first of all, one comes to see that there's just mental and physical phenomena. One discerns clearly the mental and the physical, nama and rupa. And second, one comes to see that this nama and rupa are related as cause and effect. And third, one comes to see that just now they arise and are gone, that they arise and immediately disappear, that the old disappears, being replaced by the new. So this is called anicca-nupassana, and this is also vipassana jnana. Vipassana means to the knowledge which can see the mental and physical phenomena which are related by as cause and effect in a variety of ways. The teachers of the past have said that anicca-nupassana is made up of two words, anicca and anupassana. Anupassana means, as has been explained, repeated observation. And anicca is broken down into two things, anicca and anicca-lekkhana. So anicca refers to everything in one's being, everything that arises, every true nature, every seeing, every hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, every bending, every stretching, opening and closing the eyes, everything that arises in one's being is anicca, and these are true nature. And they don't arise and then stay the same. Seeing occurs and then disappears. Hearing occurs and disappears. Smelling, tasting, touching, each in their time, they occur and then disappear. There's bending, stretching, opening the eyes, closing the eyes, blinking the eyes. Every one of these occurs in its own time and disappears. And thus they are impermanent. And this quality of being impermanent is spread throughout any phenomena. And all phenomena are the same in that they behave this way. They have this characteristic of arising and then passing away. To know the way things are, the way things arise and then pass away, one has to observe them as and when they occur. So it said, anicchang veditabhang. One has to know the individual phenomena. One has to know the true nature of phenomena. And further, this individual phenomena, this just what was said, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, stiffness, heat, and so on, all these things which are true nature arise and pass away. That's the characteristic that it has. That it arises and passes away is its characteristic. So this characteristic of being impermanent is called anicca lekkhana, or impermanence, the sign of impermanence. So, for example, heat arises, and we know heat. And in that moment, what we know the heat, we are knowing anicca. We are knowing the heat, which is impermanent. And when we observe the heat, we note it, and as we're observing it, we see it disappear. We know that it disappears. This is knowing the impermanence. This is anicca nupassana. The disappearance of the object is not actually true nature. What is true nature is the heat. It has the characteristic of passing away. When we see that it passes away, we are knowing its impermanence, and this is anicca nupassana. One who observes in this way is called anicca nupassi. At the start, anicca nupassana jnana, the knowledge which can see the disappearance of the object, has not yet occurred. When one's effort, mindfulness, and concentration, virya, sati, and samadhi, become good, then one comes to discern nama and rupa. And further, when one continues, one comes to see how nama and rupa, the mental and physical, are related as cause and effect. Continuing to observe, one comes to see that these mental and physical phenomena, which are related as cause and effect, arise and then pass away. This is vipassana knowledge, and this is anicca nupassana jnana. When one observes the phenomena occurring in one's being, this combination of elements coming together, and one knows how they arise and then pass away, with that vipassana knowledge, the belief in permanence is dispelled. One knows things are impermanent. And when one knows the impermanence of phenomena, then one knows that there is nothing to think highly of in one's body. The body is just junk, just like a trash pile. So when one knows clearly, then one doesn't cling. Seeing the impermanence of phenomena, the sense of permanence is dispelled. And at that time, clinging, tanha, is also craving, tanha, is also dispelled. There's a series of kilesas that are all dispelled by one's true knowing. And when the kilesas are dispelled in their place, there's a series of wholesome mind states that arise. And this is called vipassana bhumi, the field of vipassana. When one doesn't observe the mental and physical phenomena in one's being, are kilesa bhumi, the ground for kilesas to arise. But every second one observes with knowing, then these mental and physical phenomena are vipassana bhumi, the field of vipassana knowledge. And when knowledge is clear, then the path is clear also. When one knows how things arise and then pass away, one also will know how they are inherently suffering and how they lack an inherent self. And Seiroji will speak about this tomorrow. That's all for today.